Please, Santa, bring me my baby back, Lester, and it's 10 minutes past 10. Now, running around the kitchen, trying to make sure everything is cooked on time, ticking lists to make sure no one's missed out, buying the last present. This time of year can be extremely stressful and can get, well, it really can get on top of you if you don't take a bit of time out. Well, yoga is an ancient form of exercise that focuses on strength, flexibility and breathing to boost physical and mental well-being. Rina Patel runs Yoga Loughborough and she's coming. And I have to say, you look very calm.
Thank you.
Very collected, very chilled out. Do you do yoga every day?
I do, yes. I mean, obviously sometimes the routine gets on top of you, but I do try and do an element of yoga every day, yeah.
How long have you been doing yoga for?
I've been doing yoga for about 8-9 years, so quite a long time, yeah. And instantly, as soon as I started, I really just took to it. I just loved it.
What made you go the first time?
It was actually my uncle in America that introduced our family to yoga. Yeah. He found that yoga really helped him on all levels. Physically, he has scoliosis, so he started practicing yoga quite regularly, and he found that it really helped him. And also just really to keep calm and relaxed. And he, through his love for yoga and his teachings, he passed it on to us, and I'm eternally grateful for that, really yeah.
Wow. With yoga is, and I'm not being rude here, but, you know, there was a time, wasn't there, when, not that long ago, it was a bit out there, it was a bit trendy, or you had to be a hippie, or you had to live in, I don't know, in Kensington and Chelsea or something. But actually, increasingly, people are just trying it because they need a bit of time out.
Definitely. I think nowadays, definitely, we just don't have time to spend on ourselves. We're so busy giving, working, all the hours, and things like yoga and meditation can really give us that time to focus on ourselves. And then I think when people do that, when they come to a yoga class, they really think, wow, I need to do more of this because I just do not spend enough time on myself, just take time for myself. And
it's really interesting you bring that up, because we were talking about board games earlier on and the fact that they're thriving. And I asked the guy who's a bit of an expert on it, and he said, well, a part of it is down to this sort of craving that many people have for analog stuff. So it's not that digital is bad, it's just that people want to reconnect a little bit. And I suppose going to a yoga class, going to Zumba class, whatever, is an hour a week where, you know, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, everything gets switched off and you just go and spend that for yourself.
I think so. I think yoga does give something different. It connects on a, I suppose, a more deeper level. I think people come to yoga initially, most people come for the physical aspect, and then they go to a class and then they start to feel something quite different. For some people that's quite scary, but for most people they just feel that sense of relaxation, just that sense of well-being, really. And I
think, describe that to me. What does that feel like?
I think it's like when you say a lot of people, most people go towards the analytical things, the kind of stimulation mentally, to take them away from that kind of, you know, to take them into a space away from their normal kind of routine. But I suppose what yoga does, it takes you out of that mindset where you're always thinking. And I think sometimes we spend a lot of time thinking about something else, or maybe thinking or fantasizing about a holiday, or, you know, but I think what yoga does, it takes you out of that thinking kind of state and really just connecting on a deeper level where I suppose it's okay not to think. It's okay to let go and not overanalyze things. And that's quite refreshing to think that you can be, I suppose it's okay sometimes to switch off and just not think about anything.
What
really
I like is it's kind of like guided chilling, isn't it? So, and people say, well, I'm just going to go and chill out for an hour because I've had a really stressful day. But actually, in reality, you sit there on the sofa, you put the telly on, you sit there for 5 minutes and you reach and you check Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And a text comes in. So you're not really sort of coming out of, you might be, you know, resting a little bit, but actually yoga forces you.
Yeah, yoga forces you. And what I recommend to anyone that's thinking about doing yoga is really getting that guidance to start with, because it can be hard to switch off. It can be really hard to just, you know, stop and it's great to get some guidance initially. So go to a class, go to a teacher, go to a group that does similar things, and use the help really initially to relax, to help guide you into that state of relaxation.
But don't you have to be very bendy?
No. Everyone says that I can't do yoga, you know, because I'm not flexible. But definitely, I would say, first of all, you know, yoga's really, it should be accessible to everyone. And I always try, through my own teachings, I try and welcome all kinds of people. And it's not, I would say yoga's not just about the physical aspect of it as well. I mean, we've already talked about the kind of mental aspects of the relaxation benefits of it. But, you know, there's so much more. I would say that's just an aspect of it. And yes, you will develop your flexibility. Sometimes for people it's slower than others, but, you know, every little bit of practice will help and make you feel better. And I think that's the main thing, to really recognize, you know, as a teacher, it's always about the individual. It's not about looking at other people and looking at how other people are flexible. Obviously, in the class, there'll be people that are more flexible than others. There'll be people there that have been coming for a long time and they started at some point. So I would recommend definitely just trying to keep that focus on yourself. And I would say a good teacher will always encourage you to carry on regardless.
Now, look, I think it's unreasonable to say to people, well, you need to go to a yoga class between now and Christmas, because it's just not going to happen. But I think lots of people start to come to you sort of mid-January onwards, don't they? But
definitely,
if you were to say to me now, what would the one thing you would recommend for all of us that are rushing around a bit with a big list, what's the one thing you were to say just to, you know, take the edge off a bit, to just calm us down a little bit?
Yeah, I think, again, when I'm in the class, I always try and encourage you to take your practice outside of the classroom. So you really don't need to be on a mat to do yoga. You can take the principles with you anywhere. So you know, just a few things, just breath awareness. You can do that without anyone noticing. Taking a deep breath. Yeah, exactly.
You're doing it very well, Ben.
Yeah, so just, you know, be mindful of your breathing. So if you're, you know, obviously you can't go away and say, oh, sorry, I'm going off to do a bit of yoga now. Yeah, I need a moment for myself. Yeah,
I'm just going to stand over here, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, without anyone noticing, you can just take a few deep breaths, maybe just focus on your breath a little bit more, you know, inhale for 3, exhale a little bit longer, maybe for 5 or 6. These techniques you can do anywhere, you know, take a deep breath, meaning take a full breath into your belly. And you can do this over like a minute or so, even less, it doesn't really matter, even a few breaths. And you'll notice how you're feeling, if you're feeling stressed, because your breath will reflect this as well. So paying attention to your breathing's good. And maybe you have candles dotted around, as Christmas, so there'll be loads of candles, and you can use candle as your symbol of, say, peace. Again, it's something that no one needs to be aware of, but only you need to be aware of that. So when you catch your eye on a candle, you can again use that as a reflection of how you're feeling in that moment. So look at the candle for a moment and stop and just go within.
I feel calmer already. Rena, thank you. Maybe we can do some more in the new year. It'd be lovely to maybe come to a class or something like that. It would be great, actually.
Definitely, definitely. And if anyone wants any more information, definitely get in touch.
So that's Yoga Loughborough. Do you have a Facebook site or something?
Yeah, so both my website, www.yogaloughborough.com, and the Facebook is the same. So it's Facebook / Yoga Loughborough.
Rena,
so
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely Christmas, and thanks for coming in and joining
us. Yeah, have a lovely Christmas too. Thank you. Thanks a lot.